The top UN envoy for Kosovo has warned that poor security and inter-ethnic violence continue to plague the province as it recovers from war in 1999. The envoy says fear is still keeping many Kosovars from returning to their homes. It has been 4 years since the war in Kosovo that left thousands of people dead, but the UN Secretary General's special representative says much still needs to be done to stop continuing inter-ethnic violence. Harry Holkeri, who took up the job of special envoy less than 3 months ago, says he's made security and the rule of law his highest priorities. Briefing the Security Council Thursday, Mr. Holkeri says one big obstacle to improvement is Serbia and Montenegro operating parallel courts that pretend to exercise authority in Kosovo.
Belgrade must work with Kosovo structures and replace this unacceptable policy with a commitment to truly multi-ethnic organs of government in Kosovo. Failure to change course will impede the development of genuine multi-ethnicity in Kosovo.
Mr. Holkeri described the outlook for Kosovo as uncertain in the short to medium term. He said inter-ethnic tensions, including the possibility of ethnically motivated violent attacks, are frightening people away from returning to the region.
The public is growing increasingly frustrated with the government's apparent inability to tackle matters that affect their well-being.
Mr. Holkeri's comments came days after UN police and NATO-led peacekeepers in Kosovo arrested 5 ethnic Albanians for investigation of war crimes. The 5, all former members of the Kosovo Liberation Army, are charged with the torture and killing of 4 fellow ethnic Albanians suspected of collaborating with Serb authorities in 1998 and 99. The United Nations and NATO have administered Kosovo since June 1999, following the NATO bombing campaign that forced an end to fighting between Serb security forces and ethnic Albanian guerrillas. Peter Heinlein for VOA News, the United Nations.